Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
It's an update on those fighting to preserve religious freedom in America. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. The Alliance for Defending Freedom is working to protect access and free expression, and ADF Senior Legal Counsel Joe Infranco joined and shared with us an almost unbelievable story about a school in New York determined not to allow a church group to use its facilities that made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Any community group can rent a church. They can come in and speak on any topic they want, pay the rent, and they leave. But the only group we can't have is a church. If a church comes in on a weekend, there's no students around, pays the same rent, that somehow could violate the Constitution. It always puzzled me. Did they think the religious words were going to seep into the walls and pounce on the kids when they returned to school on Monday, or what was going to happen? Well, this wasn't neutrality. This was hostility. And when Lamb's Chapel was argued in the Supreme Court, it was a 9-0 win. You know, the school district was asked questions like, well, could you have an atheist group renting the school on a weekend? Well, sure. Could you have a communist group? Yeah. How about an atheist group with debating a minister? Well, not if you had a minister in there and he's saying religious things. There was this kind of absurd view, and one of the justices in the Supreme Court was so flummoxed by it. It was Justice Scalia. He said to the other lawyer, counselor, I'm from New York. We used to give churches tax-exempt status on the theory that they were good for the culture. Do you still do that in New York? Laughter in the courtroom. And then he pressed in for the kill. And he said, furthermore, when I was in New York, we used to think that if somebody was God-fearing, he might be less likely to mug me or rape my sister. So tell me, how's the new regime doing in New York? Glad to see you have it figured out. Well, there was a lot of laughter in the courtroom, but it was making the point, because the state of New York actually said in a brief, the assistant attorney general in the case wrote something like this, it's reasonable to keep churches out because they don't benefit the community at large. They only benefit a narrow group of adherents who subscribe to their particular philosophy. That's a shocking piece of, you know, anti-religious bigotry. And it has seeped into much of what we deal with in government reactions.
Individuals, churches, and businesses, how can we afford to keep sort of pressing our case? I mean, think about Hobby Lobby. It's a multi-billion-dollar corporation, but they're in a major fight. I mean, that this costs an awful lot of money.
Well, they are, but they don't pay anything. As I said earlier, we're a ministry. Everything we've been doing is pro bono work. It's the only thing we couldn't charge if we want to, but we don't want to. It's a great blessing to us that we are able to do this work pro bono. You know, our allied attorneys around the country have actually done and reported so much pro bono work, the value of it at conservative fees since we've been tracking it is over $160 million worth of pro bono work for the body of Christ.